This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 84 of bookcareers.com live. We've had a busy week of celebrating in the Book Careers office as the shortlist for the Independent Publishers Guild Awards were announced, and as well as lots of our fabulous publishing friends like Bloomsbury, Nosy Crow, Kogan Page, Search Press and Sweet Cherry, I'm on the shortlist too for GBS Services to Publishing. I'm up against some fantastic companies such as Impress, Compass and Virtue Sales, but it is an absolute honour just to be on the shortlist and I'm chuffed to be included. Now, it's been a strange and stressful week for anyone who has received A-level results, and if you know someone who had hoped to go to university but didn't make the grade, along with any appeal you may be making, please encourage them to go through clearing at ucas.com as well as contact their chosen university for guidance. I think you'll find there are a lot of grey areas at the moment, and by discussing options, most will be helpful. So this episode of Book Careers Live is entitled All Routes to Publishing and is going to concentrate on the routes into publishing from A-levels and beyond. It is copyright material and extracted from How to Job Search in Book Publishing, which will be published later this year. At A-level stage, there are currently four options. Option number one is probably the most travelled route, to go to university, to study a degree of your choice, pick up office and employability skills along the way, and then look for an internship or entry-level role with a book publisher. As to your degree choice, it is not compulsory to study English, publishing, media or creative writing. Choose a degree course that you believe you will enjoy, because when we study subjects we enjoy, we often perform better. Subject specialisation for publishing is not important unless you have your heart set on working on something like history or art books or scientific publications. Then a degree in the respective discipline may be useful. Option number two is to start looking for internship schemes from publishers which welcome candidates without degrees. Currently, there are only two or three of this, all run by the major consumer publishers. The best known one is the scheme from Penguin Random House, which in the past has offered 12-month roles in areas such as editorial and marketing. The selection criteria is not judged on academic qualification, but instead based on your ability to successfully pass a number of assignments based around the job. So if you're creative instead of academic, you're likely to do well. HarperCollins and Hachette have run similar opportunities. However, all these opportunities are not run every single year, and the structure is frequently changed to reflect the needs of the business or to reach more diverse applicants. As you can imagine, these are immensely popular, and the publishers receive hundreds of applications for a handful of places. Option number three is to consider a publishing apprenticeship. Publishing apprenticeships were first launched in 2019 and lead to a qualification as a publishing assistant. You need to be aged 18 and have never gone to university. As far as I'm aware, there's no maximum age. Option number four is to take a different route, of which there are many. There is no set career path to working in a book publisher's, and variety is the spice of life. Publishers are more open to people who have taken a different career path than at any other time. Publishers want diversity at all levels and in all departments. This isn't only ethnic diversity, but social and disability diversity too. There are no barriers to working in book publishing anymore, aside from one, the lack of publishing jobs. So here are a few of the other career options available to you before you land up at a book publisher's. Your aim should be to go and have a career in a different industry first, where you are learning skills that you can bring across to publishing at a later stage. Remember too that at the moment, every company and organisation outside of a book publisher has some sort of publishing function or department, so many of the skills that publishers want are not unique to book publishing anymore. Here are some examples. Go and work in a bookshop and make a success of it. Bookselling used to lead to publishing roles, however, as so much of the buying has been taken out of the bookseller's hands, if you don't have any buying responsibilities within the bookshop, you need to find a role in the bookshop where you're involved in customer services, events, marketing, or social media for the store. If it's a career in publishing design that you want, then any occupation where you are developing your design and layout skills is beneficial. It might be something as basic as designing a company brochure or marketing flyer of a website to working for an advertising agency mocking up mood boards. Marketing happens everywhere, whether it is business to business or business to the consumer. If you know how to plan and execute a marketing campaign, particularly of high value, in theory, this should transfer over to publishing. The same can be said for social media. Any role where you can engage and grow an audience across a variety of social platforms is welcome. Editorial, editing, proofreading, fact-checking. All of these skills are needed by companies outside of publishing, as all produce some sort of company literature or documents or have a website to maintain. The importance for you is to use BSI markup, the British Standard proofreading marks, and you'll be able to work anywhere. Other career choices such as teaching can lead to publishing. And to put the lack of book publishing jobs in perspective, there are approximately 500,000 teachers in the UK and only around 55,000 people working in book publishing. If you work in teaching, you could end up working on children's books or textbooks of the key stage that you've been teaching. Lawyers often end up in publishing, either working on legal publications or within a contracts department. And if you're a qualified accountant, IT or HR manager, most publishers employ staff in these roles, just like every other business. Other natural career switches are from journalism to publishing, magazines to books, as well as TV and broadcast to publishing, or the games industry to publishing. Journalism allows you to bring some of your writing and editing skills across. TV and broadcast, particularly if you've been working on any licensing, branding, or audience development, sit well within publishing in roles such as editorial rights and licensing, as does experience in the games industry. One thing that publishers like about the TV, broadcast, and games industries is that your tech skills and knowledge and understanding of the latest gadget or development could be ahead of book publishing. However, if you are thinking of making a switch from one of these industries, do check that the role you are going for will continue to keep you ahead of the game and not hold you back. There are many, many options, including different options that we haven't covered here. So many people have come into publishing after experiencing a different career choice that there are no barriers and publishing really is open to all. If you'd like to discuss any of your career options, then please book into our careers clinic at bookcareers.com for a quick careers chat. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag bookcareers or on Twitter at bookcareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.